News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Couple of items in our news today that are wrapping up. First, the end of the Wisconsin Valley Fair. It ended its run yesterday, and Fair Administrator Maria Butnick says that it was a very good fair season.
We had a fantastic week. We had fantastic weather, fantastic shows, fantastic market animal sale. Everything just went great for everybody here, so we're really, really excited for the year we had.
Preliminary estimates say attendance was around 150,000 people, and planning for next year's fair will start in September. And the Wisconsin Woodchucks are saying goodbye to Athletic Park. Their final home game was yesterday. It's also the last home game before renovation work begins. Woodchucks team owner Mark McDonald says now they're going to get ready to demolish the old grandstand and bleachers.
We were scheduled for demolition on August 12th. If the team would make a playoff run, we would probably postpone it, but they're in a pretty tough position right now, yeah. So most likely August 12th.
McDonald says the building project will make for a busy off-season. This is only phase one of the Athletic Park renovation. The goal is to have a new press box, new seating behind home plate, and new luxury suites ready for next season. Grandstand and bleachers should also be in place. A 51-year-old Milwaukee County man was found dead Sunday morning in the town of Brantley. Around 8:55 a.m., a witness called 911 about a man's body on Smith Lake off Niber Road in Tomahawk. Firefighters and EMS arrived. They found an unoccupied boat nearby. The Lincoln County coroner pronounced the man dead at the scene. An autopsy is being conducted today to determine the cause of death, and the man's name is going to be released later today. The U.S. is planning to reopen some diplomatic outposts in the Middle East and Northern Africa, while others will remain closed for a week following some sort of threat from Al-Qaeda. Embassies in Baghdad, Kabul, and Algiers are among those that will reopen today. Officials say an extension of other closures is not due to new threats, but purely an act of caution. Are you familiar with the McDonald's in Marshfield? You know that business is booming, and sometimes drive-through traffic there backs up onto the street. The business is planning to expand on some more land, and the director of operations, Chris Connor, says first, the Golden Arches will have to shut down for this expansion project. They'll be closed for about 90 days.
Marshall location has always been a very good location for us. It's a pretty good location in the whole Midwest region. As far as the traffic on the street, that's one of the main things we wanted to concentrate and focus on when we did this project.
Now, all of their employees will be given the opportunity to work at other McDonald's once the facility closes down, and that shutdown date is scheduled for August 19th. Grand Rapids police are trying to locate a woman who hasn't been seen since Friday. She is 50-year-old Catherine J. Silva. She borrowed a friend's car. No one knows where she went, and friends and family members are concerned about her safety. Grand Rapids police say she is not officially classified as a missing person. The vehicle is a 1999 dark blue Buick Regal, license plate 846KGA. We have that information online at WSAU.com. Anyone with information should call the Wood County Sheriff's Dispatch Center at 715-421-8702. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says Wisconsin should legalize gay marriage. His comments were made during the National Governors Association meeting in Milwaukee on Saturday. Quinn says other Midwest states have legalized same-sex marriages and Wisconsin should follow. Minnesota was the latest earlier in the month. A constitutional amendment was passed in 2006 in Wisconsin that bans gay marriage in our state. Governor Walker commenting on Obamacare implementation. He says that his budget is going to shift many Wisconsin were just above the poverty line into federal exchanges, assuming that they are set up. The governor says that doesn't mean he's a supporter of the program, though.
Obviously, I have concerns on principle about the Affordable Care Act, not only in terms of implementation, but I don't think it's good public policy to have the federal nor the state government dictate to me and my family what we do or any other family in this state or in this country what we do on health care.
But Governor Walker says under the new state budget, all poor families in Wisconsin, even those just above the poverty line, will have access to health care for the first time, doing away with what had been long Badger Care waiting lists. Now our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holley.
Showers and storms are likely throughout the day, but severe weather is not expected. High today of 67. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow becoming more muggy, a little bit more summer-like, but nothing too crazy. High of 78. Chance for showers and storms as well. Chance for showers on Wednesday as a cold front swings through north central Wisconsin. High of 74 on Wednesday. Then we stay in the mid-70s on Thursday. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Holley, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
For the last couple of days, we've been waking up in the 50s this early in the morning, and we are in the 60s to start this new work week, the first full week of the month of August. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the latest radar 24/7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.